Good morning and welcome to me. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashmini.
This week, let's practice eschewing what we know is unreal. That is, what the voices are saying. From the Big Bamboozle, what all bamboozles have in common is that they grab our attention and drag us out of this year now into a phony, imaginary, full reality of something wrong and not enough, maintained through a conversation and conditioned mind. Therefore, there's only one way to put the con artist out of business and end suffering. Stop giving the attention to the conversation. It is that simple. End the conversation, end the con game. That is the end game. Set alarms throughout the day. When the timer goes off, simply stop giving attention to the conversation. Whatever thought, belief, assumption, story, drop it. Then bow in gassho to the larger self, the impersonal consciousness of your true nature, even if you're told you don't see or feel its reality. For extra credit, spend some time this week reflecting and recording about how living life has made you more real. What has fallen away in your years of awareness practice? What is your equivalent of hair being loved off, your eyes dropping off, becoming loose in the joints and shabby? At the end of the day, RL, your experience of practicing eschewing the unreal and being more consciously aware of being. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Isota here.
Hey, Isota.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad. Last call I said... I'm just going to call in and not to sleep away. And then I slept away. I slept away. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I mean both verbs, like to sleep and to sleep. But, anyway, I'm back because after 2 years of partying and dancing, conditioning caught up with me. But it has been fun, I have to say, before it caught up with me. But now I'm back.
So you had a romp, and then conditioning caught up with you. Say a little about that. What is it like when conditioning catches up with one?
So, practically, the old story didn't work. Like, you remember that you say, what if somebody woke up one morning with a different karma?
Yes.
You know? So mm-hmm. I woke up one morning with a different karma. And for 2 years, conditioning just didn't know what to say to me, you know? Because the whole uh-huh. story didn't work, you know?
Uh-huh.
But then, all of a sudden, one morning, it came with a totally different story, which was, you're losing your mind. Which was something it never told me before, ever. In my 47 years before, I always thought I was sane and bright, you know. Interesting,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
And so you
got this message and you realized that you're in a completely different place.
Yeah, and I was suffering. I remembered suffering, and I remember, there is a way out of suffering practice.
Uh-huh.
And so here and I am, so. And I was like, ooh, it's the last week, I have to hurry up. So that I was a little bit out of training, and I was reading and practicing, but there are a lot of things about the instruction that I didn't understand because I missed 11 months, you know. I'm not talking out of conditioning. It's not conditioning telling me I don't
no.
understand.
No, it's
I
just
really
true.
Don't understand them, you know?
If you join a class and they've been going for 11 months and you haven't been there, we could justifiably say you're a little behind in the classwork, which is not the same as you're behind in life because we're never behind in life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
and
right.
so I have some, so just because it's 5 minutes, I just have one question just to catch up more quickly. Two super quick. Maybe you can choose which one to answer. One is about the alarm going off throughout the day. I have a lot of calls throughout the day and random customers, which I love now because my karma has changed, calling me all the time. But I'm confused about adding random alarms throughout the day since my phone is already going off throughout the day.
Okay.
What's your advice?
Well, I have something on that one. Shall I address that?
Please. Yes, please.
Okay. They're two very different things. When your phone goes off and it's a customer, you answer the phone and you're engaged. You stop doing what you're doing. You look at the phone. You see. You answer it. You're engaged. With the alarms for practice, the alarm goes off and you're meant to stop, not go to the next thing, but stop and breathe and be present. That's the whole point of that. The calls with people don't tend to bring us to presence. I mean, they might. In theory, it would be lovely. But there's not as good a chance as if it's just an alarm that simply means put everything down, stop, breathe, be here, check in with yourself.
Because conditioning was telling me it's another thing ringing, you know?
Yeah.
But this is something conditioning would say, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you could make it a different tone, right? Mm-hmm. So that it really does, it's like the practice everywhere tweets. You know, it's the mm-hmm. same process of just something that takes our attention away from the and brings us here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have time for the next question, otherwise I save it for next year.
Yeah. Okay. Let's save it then. Call me on open air.
Gashom.
Gasho.
Thanks, Ashwini.
Ah, there you are.
Well, my screen just went out, Cherry, so I'm just going to have to log into the call again. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm back.
You sound like you're back. But is everybody else back?
I believe so.
Okay.
So here it is. Okay. Next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Vanessa.
Hey,
Vanessa. Hey, Ashwini. Let's see. So this assignment, well, the question of real and unreal is, it's one that ego-centric karmic conditioning, I guess like everyone, it really gets me with all the time. And I it's one of its themes, like, oh, you're feeling this, that's not real. Oh, you're feeling, you know, basically what the assignment says, you're feeling good, that's not real, you're feeling bad, that's real. And I was so surprised, I guess, to see, like, C.S. Lewis, like, oh, it's not just me. Like, I kind of thought somehow that I was, I don't know if I was the only one maybe the only one who had this conversation going on all the time. Like, what you're feeling is not real. Oh, this is real.
Mm-hmm. I love that. When some framework in an impersonal framework actually validates an experience that we're having as
mm-hmm.
normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so beautifully and so perfectly, right? It's almost like they got into our heads and saw what was going on and then reported on it. It often happens when a facilitator starts to say what the voices are saying and you go, well, that's exactly what goes on for me, right? And the only reason we know that the person is able to say that is because it goes on for them too.
Right.
Yeah. It's
right.
Not fiction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. And it, I'll just say one other, you know, C.S. Lewis, I mean, I guess there are people more removed from me than him, but he seems so other than me, you know, and that he has that same experience. seems really remarkable. I know we're all one, but in the whatever, just seems like a very different note of intelligence than what my experience is of life. And
which
yet
also gives us, yes, which also gives us the ability to have another framework to look at my process of what renders reality for me. If somebody is closer to me, I am less convinced when they say it's not real. When somebody's in my head that close to me, I'm really willing to believe that debate, right? And so it's just interesting to me to notice my process of real and unreal and what confers reality for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the whole question he's raising, because it's always a conversation. It's not, it's that age-old place where we're like, is this the reality of life, or reality of, is this ego, or is it the still small voice, or whatever it is. But the question, I think, that is being posed to us is to constantly pay attention, not to conclude reality or unreality.
Right.
But to know that there's a manipulation that's possible.
Right. Right. And to know that, and that the same, and to lose interest in, is this real or not real? Well,
that's right. Yes, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, it doesn't really matter.
Precisely, and it doesn't really matter because of the way quote is pointing to us, which is, it's the seeing, it's the hearing. The only reality is awareness itself being aware. Everything else is on the content, it's at the level of the content on the screen. What I hear, what I see.
Yes.
There's only one reality, which is I'm here, which is why I can experience all of these things. Whether what I experience is real or not, it's all added on, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gosh,
that was so good. I can experience. What I experience is really irrelevant, and Vanessa's insight is one that is so important for all of us and so hard to get to, that the content is the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
even the process is the same for everybody.
Yes, yes, exactly, yeah. So. And the awareness is the same for everybody. It's the being in awareness that makes the difference for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our next caller. You're not live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. This is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Oh, and I'm just in a bad spot. But I wanted to.
Are you driving?
I am, and I'm pulling over right now. I'm hearing the voices. I never.
Oh dear, did we lose Dawn?
I believe we did. So how about I look out for her if she can call back in later when she's in the safe place.
Okay.
And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Dan in Los Angeles.
Hey, Dan.
So yesterday, as I was listening to the call, I was like, oh, this insight's dropping in, this insight's dropping in. I so want to be unmuted so I can share. And then the mentor, I just felt this diffuse my body. You're always unmuted. Like, I'm always heard.
I love it. You're always unmuted. It's so true, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very good. Thank you
throat.
For that.
But I just want to rest with that. I got to see in doing the exercise, ego wants to comment on how much I did it, but you know, in doing the exercise, it doesn't stop. I do. There was a quote, are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. There was a peace quote about a person being chased by a bear, and they finally stopped in a field, and the person being chased knew the bear wasn't going to catch him. The bear knew wasn't going to catch them. And the person's just like, why don't you stop chasing me? And the bear's like, why don't you do us both a favor and just stop paying attention to me?
stop running.
Yeah, yeah. It's... Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've spent so much of my life trying to please it. And you know, the trick is in your 20s and 30s, maybe, you know, you pass muster 50% of the time, and then that just drops as you get older. If I look to it, it's just going to say nope. Or it might go, oh, but, you know.
You're never going to win. You're never going to win.
I finally got that in my gut that if I look to it, I know the answer. So
Dan, you're really strobing for me. I don't know if you...
Dan, you're strobing for me as well. It's like you're going in and out. You suddenly stop. There you go. There it is. I think you might be okay.
Nope.
Hello.
Okay, well, Dawn and Dan. Dawn?
I'll log back in, but I had what I said.
Oh, you sound clear as a bell now, so say it again. Oh, my God, this is like a comedy routine.
That's right.
Okay.
I think Dan might be calling back again. Here we go. Let's see. Dan?
Okay. Any better?
Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Just, time to get a new phone. Just really getting in my gut that I don't have to listen to it. Getting in my gut that it's never going to say anything nice. It's never helpful.
But
I have to listen to it. So that
it
was
does not like you. It does not like you. It will never be pleased. It will never be satisfied. Yes. We can safely stop engaging with it.
Why do I keep doing it? Why do I keep stepping in that hole? Because then there was this sudden, you know, personality, which is probably ego too, that I have to. I have to listen to it. And so then, I'm like, okay, or what? Or it'll destroy me. All right. And so during the call, when I was just so open, I was just like, do it then, destroy me. Do it. You know, I'm just like, do it.
There's big, spacious silence. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I know there's this ego personality that's been trained to, but that's not me. So, you know, getting to see. There was a dream I had once when I was a kid where I was spending all this time in my childhood living room. And then, like, you know, when I'm 15, after being there for 10 years, I suddenly noticed there was a door in the wall that I'd never seen before. Wow. It was this sort of feeling, like noticing the water. I had been default identified with a person, with a personality that checked with external approval, i.e. ego, thinking it was me. I hadn't realized that was an identification until I just stopped listening.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dan. It's everything. And it is exactly like that. It's exactly like, oh my God, there's a door there. Yeah. I thought that that was real. It's not. I thought that that voice was me. It's not. I thought that was me thinking. No, that's a voice talking to me. Oh my God. Oh, my God, I don't need to do this. Yeah. And then to take that stand, which I hope for everybody, of, okay, come on, do your worst. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Not listening to you, my life will be over. Okay, let's do that right now. And again, you get that spacious silence and the realization that there's nothing to that. It's just voices saying nasty stuff.
So yeah, I this alarm goes off, drop it, which is very much like the new heart, stop it. Getting the exercise and something in me, life in me recognizing I can do that. I can actually drop. Suddenly the possibility is real, and then seeing all this, I'm going to have alarms for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
regardless
it's
what
just
else
now.
Do.
Now it's just implementation. I know how it works now. I can see that. I know what all the players are. I got it. Now I just need to remember it and practice it. There.
Yeah. And the it's not practice. Oh, sorry. I know I'm going on and on, but the practice is the process is the freedom. It's not something I have to do so I can run the marathon. It is
so that you can get somewhere. Exactly.
It's to get running
here.
I enjoy. I just get to keep. Oh my God! I'm gonna cry. I get to keep dropping it. I mean, that's ending suffering.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moment by moment by moment, you get to be here.
So, Gatto.
Go happy, huh?
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Go happy. Mm. What a conversation, Cherry. I'm glad we got to have the whole of it.
Mm. No, I am too. I'm too. That was big.
Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Maggie on Gabriel Island.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Ashwini. I am really grateful to be here. It's often very difficult for me to find privacy at this particular time, but I listen always or as much as I can, and I'm just really, really, really full of gratitude right now. Being here is also finding the privacy, but it's also not, you know, it's not listening to the conversation that's telling me there's no way to find privacy, and that's an ongoing kind of battle of attention, maybe I'd say.
That's such a lovely phrasing, Maggie, that it is a battle for the attention, because it is a battle for the attention, and that's what we sort of do in awareness practice, and the last scholar laid it out so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that there's a battle for the attention because we're just being led around. And then we realize that the attention is being controlled, and then we get into the process of learning to direct attention. And we get more and more skillful in learning to direct the attention. And at some point, there's no interest in going with the conversation because we've seen where it leads. And so then the attention turns to, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what my heart wants to do. It wants to be part of this other conversation, right? A conversation about presence and love and beauty and sangha and belonging and connection. And so then there's a recontextualization of the practice itself, rather than not listening to conditioned mind and not believing it. There's the willingness to look at how to make something possible. It's not, oh, well, there's no privacy, so I'm not going to do it. Or there's no privacy, and so I just listen. We mm-hmm. like, okay, well, this is what I want to do, so how do I participate? That becomes the question, right? We open to life in that direction rather than just listening to the negativity and completely giving up our life to that conversation.
On one hand I'll say even or what again watching how self-hate ego comes in, wanting to criticize this being for the way that she has not been here. Or so I can see that happening, and at the same time wanting to celebrate, I guess, what I would say has been a lot of change along with the exercise, this week's assignment. I can see a lot of change in the quality of the attention, I will say. And so, as I say, the battle place is often around coming back. It's always that. Coming back to here. Just now, okay, you don't need to go and conclude about that she's okay, or it's okay, see that door is saying opening into a negative place. And at the same time, there's a whole physical reality that comes along with the conversation in the head that the last person saying, what, do it and you know, destroy me place, that though that comes up, and there's a moment there of shift away from following that, and I'm not being very articulate with it, but there's a real gratitude for less. Let's just call it less confusion in this being over this year, even without being able to or not participating on the calls. And one thing which would be interesting maybe in a longer conversation is that I also find myself in a kind of liminal place or a between old ways of working and old ways of being or listening to and what's not here yet, in the sense that I get glimpses and I have had experiences, but it's a kind of in between, as it's all in between place of a bit of grayness right now that seems to have been extending, and conditioning wants to say that it's negative. And yet the experience is that it's also very calm and kind of no big deal, in a way that I might have tried to make something exciting happen or something, a shift from this, because it was too calm, too silent, mm-hmm. And I don't know, again, if that makes sense, so it's learning where to move from here, or just watching it. Yeah.
Which might not even be the question. So absolutely, yes. There was a lot in that to unpack. Yes. And so, yes, please call into open air and we could look at the multiplicity of the processes there. But what I heard in that, right, Maggie, is we're walking the path and we think we are walking the path. Mm. And there's that place of a gradual sense of we're being transformed by something other than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the ability to just notice the process without taking it personally in any way is a growing sense of a change in orientation. And so, you can watch the voice, you could be aware of the voice, and the awareness of that voice is very different from perhaps what it was before, in terms of the extent to which one listens to and believes it. As you said, there's a conversion of when I go with it and when I don't. And in the process of transformation, there's a greater an awareness of things shifting, but not necessarily concluding anything, right? And there's a confusion that happens, which we say is turning to a conditioned mind, but also an openness of uncertainty, of not knowing, that we have to navigate, which is all part of that process of unfolding. So yes, please fall into open air, and, and perhaps we could get to greater clarity around the elements of that.
Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you. I will.
Thanks, Maggie.
Okay.
Well, here we are.
I know, we're at the end of the show.
Yes, and there are two things about this, right? So one is next week is our last week. And so it's just a reminder, it's always wonderful to hear from people we haven't heard from. And so if we haven't heard from you, please let us hear next week. And mm-hmm. that assignment is coming out in just a little bit, right?
Tomorrow.
Today's Thursday?
I believe so.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, it is.
Well, then forget all of that. And I'll say it all again tomorrow. Or this is preparation, and I won't have to say it again tomorrow.
We say whatever drops in, Jerry, right?
Whatever day it is.
Yes, and time is only relevant
fluid.
So here we go.
Oh, I love it. Okay, very good. Thanks, Ishmael. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Jerry. Go happy. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.